As gas prices tick back upward, Ron Corey, e-commerce manager for North Bay Nissan in Petaluma, is seeing renewed customer interest in Nissan's all-electric Leaf models.
With the gas prices that have dropped, we've seen a little bit of a downturn in the electric market. Now that the prices are going back up, we're getting more and more interest coming back to the electric cars. Because as we all know, gas prices always do rise and it becomes very painful. And what I'm seeing is that folks are getting back in the market early this time, before it becomes too painful.
2014 was a banner year for EV sales in Sonoma County. Brant Arthur, Transportation Implementation Manager for the Center for Climate Protection in Santa Rosa, has been tracking those numbers. He wrote recently that nearly half of all the electric cars on the road locally were sold in the past year.
When I look at where these EVs are being sold, there's communities that pop up there like Sebastopol and Glen Ellen, Pengrove and Forestville, and places that are not on that list or they're very low on that list, like Roanoke Park. To me, that paints a picture where it is higher income folks who are getting electric cars right now. And I think it also shows that there's social connections that are leading people to buying an electric car.
Because they're still being produced and sold in small numbers, electric vehicles remain moderately expensive. But for those who can afford them, Arthur says, there is a strong economic case to be made for them.
When you look at charging an electric car for a year, especially at home, and about 80% of charging happens at home, where you can charge overnight at lower rates. The typical cost for charging is about $500 per year, just for the cost of the electricity. And comparing that to gasoline cars, where people can spend up to $200 a month on gasoline, there's a lot of savings, and it's the price that you can count on for years to come rather than the fluctuating gas price. And combining that with maintenance, they're just such simpler vehicles compared to a gasoline car, and there's a lot fewer things to go wrong.
Detailed data on who is buying EVs in California has been compiled by the Center for Sustainable Energy, which directs the state's Clean Vehicle Rebate Program. They even record the reasons buyers give for making their purchases, which Arthur reports tends to vary by car maker.
They looked at three different vehicles. The Nissan, where the primary motivation was an environmental motivation. When they looked at the Chevy Volt, the primary motivation was saving money. And when they looked at the Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid owners, their primary motivation was HOV lane access.
On the lot at North Bay Nissan, Ron Corey confirms that environmental motivation among their customers. He also observes that they are now beginning to see repeat EV buyers.
Many of our customers already have solar panels, and it's just one more way that they want to reduce their carbon footprint by going all electric. A lot of them have gone from the Prius to a full electric now.
That doesn't surprise Brant Arthur, who notes that cutting vehicle emissions is the single biggest thing that Sonoma County can do now to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions.
They account for about 60% of the greenhouse gases that are emitted in Sonoma County. We don't have any big oil refineries or large industrial complexes, so transportation makes a big impact into the greenhouse gases that we emit.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.